I'm high as a kite.
We believe it.
When I look at all these people I love, how could I do anything else except look at that beautiful? How could I not be anything except happy? Louise? I thank you all for coming in here and just letting me feel your presence. I am so thankful. That's the young lady right there. Reasonably new. Don't anybody miss her. She's a sweetheart. Well, anyhow, we got a sweetheart now that's going to share her thoughts with us. She came in here kind of a little bit quiet. Not too quiet. But she now, why are you people laughing about that?
We know better.
We know who's talking. That's why.
What was that word?
We know who's talking.
It's me. I'm talking. That's not a big secret. Not a big secret here, Chrissy. No, you know, this young lady came in, and she came in just kind of wondering what it's all about. And she stuck it out. She got to learn what it's all about. And now she's kind of high as a kite over it. And you know something? She didn't stop there just being high as a kite. She's held in here, and you know she's going to be a minister, full-fledged minister one day very soon in our Sunday church. And she loves, loves, loves talking about God, the angel kingdom. And this comes one of her best buddies right here, Lori LaPearl. But our speaker tonight loves to get up here and talk about God. And she loves to do her best to give out messages. She's on our board at church. She jumped in this whole thing, you know, both feet. That's our Kimberly. That's our Kimberly.
Hi, everyone. It's been a while since I've talked on Wednesday. I'm really excited about this. So, you know, it's amazing to me how when you start thinking about talks and everything, how many of you assume that I'm going to give a good talk tonight? Well, you know, that's a lot of pressure. What proof do you have that I'm going to give a good talk tonight? Have you heard me before? Just because you care, you know? So it's interesting. So my talk is about assumption tonight, if you haven't figured that out. And what is the definition of assumption? A thing that is accepted as true or as certain to happen without proof. The act of assuming or taking for granted. The act of taking possession of or power over something. So, you know, we go about our day assuming a lot of things, don't we? That we can breathe, that we can walk, that we can talk. We all assumed, or someone assumed, that we could sing song number 74 tonight, didn't they? Who was that? Don't raise your hand. We won't call you out. Oh, it was you. The clown thought they see? Of course, the clown would think that we could sing that song. It didn't go so well, did it? But we're constantly doing these things in our heads, right? And just assuming this as we go along that car is going to stop or whatever it is. So, you know, kind of assumption is also one of the four agreements. And I'll touch on the four agreements real quick, but my main focus is going to be about assumption tonight. So does everyone know about the four agreements, what they are? No? Christina? So the first one is be impeccable with your word. Speak with integrity. Say only what you mean. Avoid using the word to speak against yourself or to gossip about others. Use the power of your word in the direction of truth and love. You know, to think about that, be impeccable with your word. How impeccable are we with our word to ourselves? Do we do the things that we set ourselves out to do? We have dreams, right? We have goals. As we're a child, we assume that we would be successful or we would be able to accomplish everything and do all these things. And we promised ourselves, right, that we would make it happen. So if you can't do that with yourself, it's really hard to be impeccable with your word, with yourself. Sometimes it's easier to do it with other people. You know, we all make different commitments, but being impeccable with your word for yourself is really important because you're the one that's getting you through your day-to-day life, the minute-to-minute, the second-to-second. The second agreement is don't take anything personally.
That's probably a really hard one to do for a lot of people, right? Because somebody comes at you, it's really difficult. So it's nothing others do is because of you. What others say and do is a projection of their own reality, their own dream. When you are immune to the opinions and actions of others, you won't be the victim of needless suffering. So, you know, when someone puts that out there on you, if they say something to you like, oh, you know, you should have been less bossy or something along that line or less direct, well, you can kind of take that personally because you're probably doing it out of love, right? So they're just projecting back on you. It's kind of like that mirror, what they see in themselves. And so you have to learn just not to take everything so personally. That's tough. I think I have a hard time with that one. Number three is don't make assumptions. And actually, this is the one that I have the hardest with because I'm always, seems like I'm assuming things. Or because I'm always just kind of too many steps ahead of myself. And I'll admit to that because it's something that I know and the angels have really shown me, especially this last couple weeks, of how to not do that to myself. Because I'm making the assumption for me, not anybody else, but I'm assuming a lot of things about myself. So don't make assumptions. Find the courage to ask questions and to express what you really want. Communicate with others as clearly as you can to avoid misunderstandings, sadness, and drama. With just this one agreement, you can completely transform your life. And the fourth one is always do your best. Your best is going to change from moment to moment. It'll be different if you're sick or if you're healthy. Under any circumstances, simply do your best. I mean, I know our Janie, as she was after her stroke, I'm sure she was doing just her best just to stay here on this earth plane. And, you know, she took it day by day. And there's so many things about Janie that I love, and she has always left, has always and forever will leave an impression on me. And I'm sure a lot of you that have been here and those that are new, you didn't have that opportunity, but she was our music director and she was a wonderful, wonderful lady. And she just crossed to the free side on Saturday. When you're doing your best, you'll avoid self-judgment, self-abuse, and regret. So how many of you think you might have some regret in your life? But that doesn't matter. You can make things different, right, and change that. You can change anything in your life that you want to do, and you can continue forward and not having that regret. I think sometimes when we think of the four agreements, and I think I did for a while before I really kind of grew more spiritually, is I thought of it, oh, this is what you shouldn't be doing, focusing that on the other people, you know, to be impeccable with your word, and this is what other people should be doing, and you should be going, but really, it's about us, right? And when you really sit there and say, look at it and go, oh, this is really, they're talking about me. I'm supposed to be doing this. But I'm also supposed to be doing this to myself. When I do that self-chatter in your head, you know, we all do this, right? We all have these things that we say about ourselves. You should be impeccable with your word to yourself. You shouldn't take yourself personally. It's kind of hard to do sometimes, unless you're funny, I guess, and then you can maybe take yourself personally. But don't be so hard on yourself. Don't assume things about yourself. You're capable of doing anything. God gave you all the gifts and the tools you need for this lesson in this lifetime. So don't assume things about yourself. And always do your best for yourself. Just always making sure you do your best. You know, I think the whole point of the four agreements is holding yourself accountable for your actions, you know, your happiness, your respect. And as you focus on being the change that you want to see happen, you kind of start attracting different things to happen in your life, right? So how did I get to don't make assumptions? Well, the last 3 weeks, like I said, have been a very interesting 3 weeks for me. I've really felt that growth in myself. And this is always, Wednesday nights are always an easy opportunity to share that because I'm sure some of you have gone through what I've gone through. And so, you know, I recently started dating someone. And, you know, of course, when you start seeing someone, don't you make a lot of assumptions sometimes? Oh, well, they didn't text me or they didn't do this or they didn't do that. So you're assuming all these things. But you don't know this person, right? So a lot of things, and by having that opportunity, like, they come up. So what I realized in myself is different fears in myself were coming up, different things I was assuming about myself or assuming how I deserved to be treated or I deserved to have people react to me. That's probably the better thing. So as it was a great opportunity the angels were showing me that as that those lessons would come up or those fears or those doubts or those thoughts, I would acknowledge it. How many of you acknowledge your fears? It's kind of hard, isn't it? It's hard when that thought comes in your head that's not the nicest thing to say about yourself. And you sit there and go, oh, I'm just going to stuff it back, right? Stuff it as far down as I can. But why do you want to keep stuffing that down? Because what you want to be stuffing down there is the love for yourself. You want to get rid of that stuff. It doesn't serve you any longer. So I would sit there and I go, okay, angels, I'm going to acknowledge this. It's okay that I feel this way. It's okay that I have all these fears, all this anxiety or whatever it is, and I'm going to let it go. Please take it away and trust that they'll take it away. And it's been slowly going away. And it's interesting because I feel like more love has been brought into my life because of that, and more love for myself. And I always find it really interesting how my best friend and I go through very similar experiences at the same time, but in a completely different way. And she might be going through one part of that, this other side, I'm going through another, and we're able to talk about it and help each other. And having a friend that can share this experience, even though it might not feel so much fun as we go through this experience, and it's really trying, but having that support, knowing that you completely understand and you know you're going to get through this because you know that there's other people going through it. I think that's the one thing. How many of you sometimes feel like you're alone as you go through? You assume, right, that you're alone. But we're never alone. We always have God in our life or spirit in our life. We're never alone. So if you can even find someone that's going through that, it helps you. So sometimes, you know, sharing our story is so important because it is part of our own growth. And it also helps other people grow because there's probably somebody, maybe even right now, there's someone here that feels like they're the only one that's going through that. And you're not. I'm going through it too. And even though, you know, I might be a minister in this church, it doesn't stop me from growing. Actually, it's forced me to grow even more. That's pretty scary, you know, because I assumed as I was going to take on all this, I was like, okay, this is going to happen, this is going to happen, this is going to happen. I made all these without any proof that that was going to happen. And my whole life is taking a different turn. And I'm happy about that, you know, but all these things that I assumed were going on or whatever, I didn't have any facts. I didn't have any proof. It was just past experiences that got me there. But those past experiences aren't each individual person. I can't put my past experience of what happened to me in different relationships in my life on somebody else. I can't assume that they're going to be the same way because aren't we all working on what do we want to manifest in our life? What do we want to happen in our life, whether it's job, relationship, career, whatever, money or family? You know, we all have these things that we want to happen in our life. So if we're going to manifest it, why do we assume we don't deserve it? Or maybe we do assume we deserve it. So you have the fact that God wants to give you things that you want. Spirit wants to give you everything that you want. You know, so you should assume that you're going to get the help that you need and you're going to get through this path because that's proof. You've probably proved it to yourself over and over. And even if you don't feel like you have that support at the moment, you do. That support is in this room. There is somebody in this room, physically here or in spirit, that is willing to help you. And that's to me, pretty amazing. Can you all agree with that? Yeah, it's pretty neat. So I think this is funny because this is part of one of the assumptions. I'll give you an example. So we're going to go away. He's to the river, and he's like, oh, saying all this stuff. And then he goes, oh, by the way, aren't you going to go to the river with me? And I said, well, I wasn't going to assume because you didn't ask, right? Because there's that assumption. And it's kind of like I'm learning that, okay, I can get it all in my head, but if somebody doesn't say something directly to you, how do you know that it's really true? How do you really know if I don't have all the facts that that's really what somebody wants or what somebody wants to do? So this has been a really huge growth for me in this last couple weeks, huge growth for me. And I kind of hope it stops a little bit because it's like cleaning the house, you know? I'll be honest, sometimes it's hard, but you know, God only gives me what I can handle. And I've been asking to release a lot of things in my life. And I've been assuming, though, that I'm not capable of doing this on my own and doing that. But that's not true. I'm very capable of doing this on my own because this last few weeks has proved to myself that I'm capable of doing this. So now I don't have to assume anymore, right? I don't have to make that assumption because I proved it. The angels proved it to myself. I've got an interesting, they like to hit me on the head with frying pan a lot. So this is one way they've been working it, but they've been a little bit gentler about it, which I'm really, really glad about. So with this too, you know, it started my mind, I start paying attention to how my mind is making these assumptions and the quick emotional reactions that I might have to things, and that self-judgment, and just to kind of reliving my belief system, because I didn't grow up in a very good household, and I grew up in a very strict religious household. And the religion I grew up in was pretty much a cult, you know, and so what your belief system was what theirs. You did not question anything, right? So when you did, you just assumed just because they told you that's what it was going to happen. So if I go back to all those years that influenced me, they gave me these things, that assumptions that are now coming up now that I'm trying to clean out and get rid of. Because what do I want to fill my heart and soul with? Love. That's my ultimate goal. I want to be the best example that I can be for myself. And that will reflect towards everyone else, hopefully. You know, I kind of want to be that light for myself. And it's okay to want to be that for yourself. And by doing that, I'm kind of doing my best, right? I'm trying to practice that for agreements. But it's amazing how the assumptions is the hardest one for me. Of all those four, is any one of them resonate with you harder than the other? Be impeccable with your word. Don't take anything personally. Don't make assumptions. Always do your best. I know what Lori's is working on. you know, the realizations about your belief system in your mind, they're not usually pleasant to start this awakening process. And it's really uncomfortable. But through this awareness, we're growing. I'm growing. And what was it that I was... Oh, so I looked at this quote. And there's a quote I got. You proceed from a false assumption. I have not ego to bruise. Leonard Nimoy. I didn't know who that was. Do you guys know who that is? Okay. Well, here's what's interesting about this, because I thought I should know who he is. And I'm really bad with actors' names and artists' names. I'm just really bad at that. I kept thinking, I should know. Okay, well, maybe I'll look him up and see who he is. I kept wanting to. And then today, on Facebook, somebody posted how he just died. And I was like, well, I really need to look up this person. Who is this person? Because it was so interesting to me that I wrote this, just randomly found this quote about assumption from him. And did he just pass, like, what? Okay. But it's just somebody had posted about it. So I had to look it up, and I was like, oh, it's Spock from Star Trek. I mean, how interesting is that? Because I was just assuming somebody just was writing this quote. Who is this person? And here he had a huge influence. I didn't even know. By researching him, he had a lot of influence in the arts. And that, to me, is interesting, because making the assumption that just somebody wrote this, there was another God story. Why did the angel show that to me? Another opportunity for a lesson for me not to assume. So I have a couple of quotes for you, and then I'll close. Assumptions are the termites of relationships, by Henry Winkler. Alan Alda, begin challenging your own assumptions. Your assumptions are windows on the world. Scrub them off every once in a while, or the light won't come in. When we believe in lies, we cannot see the truth. So we make thousands of assumptions, and we take them as truth. One of the biggest assumptions we make is that the lies we believe in are the truth. And that's by Miguel Ruiz, who did the Four Agreements. So what is Weathern's Law? Is assumption is the mother of all screw-ups. Mm. Yeah. And, you know, in summary, I'm going to use Miguel Ruiz's words. Don't make assumptions. Find the courage to ask questions and to express what you really want. Communicate with others as clearly as you can to avoid misunderstandings, sadness, and drama. With just this one agreement, you will transform your life. And, you know, and I'm very grateful that I am learning that asking the right questions in the right way is getting me down the path a lot easier than doing it the hard way. And that is the biggest thing that I have learned in this last 3 weeks. Thank you all for giving me the opportunity to share my lesson in the last 3 weeks. Thank you. Woo!